Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome. Today our show is going to be on the topic of disabilities. And many of us just walk around freely in this earth, and we have no idea the challenges that someone else might be facing. And I'd like to assure you, though, that everyone at some point in their life is going to be needing assistance in some way, maybe to get into the shower, maybe to get over an obstacle on the sidewalk. And today I have with me two people that are going to help me with this topic. I have Charlotte Toms from the NAD Disabilities Ministries, and I have Rosemary Graham from Southern Union. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to start with Charlotte. If you would just explain a little bit about what you do and what makes you one of the experts in the field.
Well, expert. Well, my name is Dr. Charlotte Toms, and I am the coordinator for the North American Division Disabilities Ministries Department. I'm also the director for the Atlantic Union Conference Disabilities Ministries Department. I'm also an associate professor at the Rochester Institute of Technology. All my students are deaf. I teach in the College of the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, and I have been involved in disabilities ministry since 1991. I was appointed on the union level in 95, and I was appointed on the division level in 2005. I have my master's degree is in education of deaf adults, and my doctorate degree is in higher ed administration. So God has allowed me to not only be educated in the area, but also to work in the area. So I've written five books on the subject. And so having written the books gave me the opportunity to do the research.
Amen. And Rosemary.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rosemary Graham, and I am the coordinator for the Southern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. And I am also the director for South Atlantic Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. I got involved with disability ministries in 1998, working with the South Atlantic Conference. And I want to say 2009 with Southern Union Conference, although I was on the committee for the Southern Union committee. As well, I'm also on the North American Division Disability Committee. And I'm also not only involved with the ministry, but I'm also a person that has a disability. So I know firsthand the trials, the struggles, and the complications of living with a disability.
Now, do you mind sharing with us your disability? Our listeners can visualize me sitting here with two wonderful ladies, but one definitely has a disability that I can see. Now, you might have a disability too.
I have what we call hidden disabilities, those that are not visible or observable, but definitely as a disability is defined as any limitation that any impairment that limits a person's daily activities, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I definitely have, but I'll let Rosemary share.
Okay, you share first, and then we'll.
Okay, it's almost a praise testimony because 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus and pulmonary fibrosis with my lungs. I was actively involved as a church musician, minister of music, and everything involved when I was diagnosed with lupus. Then added on to that, I now also have fibromyalgia. I have polymyositis, which is a rare disorder. And 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension, which is another rare disorder. I was placed on oxygen 6 years ago. Before I was on oxygen, I guess I would have been classified as a person that would have an invisible disability.
Yes.
But now, because of me wearing oxygen, it is now most noticeable and most visible.
Yes.
But that's 31 years ago, so I praise God for all the struggles and all the trials.
Yes.
You know, might I add a statement here that the North American Division covers 7 major disability groups. And one of them is cognitive, which affects a person's ability to comprehend what is seen or heard, and then infer information from social subtleties and body language. And that can include, but is certainly not limited to, autism, learning disabilities, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injuries. We also cover hearing, which can go from a mild hearing loss to a profound hearing loss. And hidden disabilities, as Rosemary was pointing out, can be arthritis, epilepsy, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, conditions related to obesity. Mobility is a person who would need assistance getting from point A to point B. Psychiatric, which is our largest growing disability area, is a mental disorder that affects or may affect a person's daily living, and that can be schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, multiple personalities, and different kinds of phobias. In fact, my doctor told me that 76% of the American population is on some behavior-modifying drug.
Wow.
Wow, yes. And speech, which it can be voice disorders, articulation errors, stuttering, and visual, of course, which would be wearing glasses to glaucoma, cataracts, and blindness. But my disability stemmed from a car accident. I was in a 5-car accident. I was in the middle car. And after that, I found that I had limitations in my range of motion with my right arm, which affected my job because I sign every day. And traumatic brain injury, and I just look around, and I know with the blink of an eye, you can move from what people call normal, which we don't quite know what that means yet,
correct,
over to the disabled column, you know,
right,
with the blink of an eye, with people living longer, with returning veterans are our largest growing group. So with 54 million people in the United States with a disability, 650, is it billion people in the world?
It's 1 billion people in the world that have a disability, men, women, and children,
yes,
and more so in the other world countries due to aging and chronic health conditions. But I would also probably add to that, you know, disasters and wars, the injuries. You think about the earthquake in Haiti. After the earthquake, they inquired an additional 200,000 people that ended up with some form of disability because of missing limbs and injuries, you know, from falling buildings.
You know,
and then in the United States also, too, another statistic, along with that 54 to 57 million Americans with a disability, 133 million have chronic conditions every day. And probably, I would say that could be more, because if you ask anybody, specifically with arthritis, you know, everybody's got problems with their knees, their joints, their backs.
It's amazing.
When I started doing this back in 1991, the statistics, and Rosie can help me with this, the statistics were 1 in every 15,000 children had autism. Then 10 years later, 1 in every 1,500 children with autism. I thought it was now 1 in every 150.
No.
But I did a workshop in Austin, Texas before coming here, and a lady who has a child with autism said it's 1 in every 89 children. What are your statistics, Rosie?
The latest statistics that I have seen say now it's at 1 in, it's either 49 or 57.
Oh, jeez.
So the So the statistics are even getting lower.
Well, you can see the need, need for this ministry, which is an inclusive ministry, so that people who identify as having a disability can blend the talents and skills that God has given them with those who do not identify as having a disability to do what? Lift up Jesus as we serve humanity.
Yeah.
Spirit of Prophecy is so clear on this. In Volume 3 of the Testimonies, page 511, I saw that it's in the providence of God that widows and orphans, the blind, the deaf, and persons disabled in a variety of ways have been placed in close Christian relationship to his church. And I love this part. She says, this is God's test of our character. And so we know the only thing that's going to transport from earth to glory is our character.
Yeah.
And so this is a wonderful, wonderful ministry.
Amen.
Wonderful ministry.
And I would also like to add to that the scripture reference that I use all the time when we go to the different church, and that is the mandate in Luke 14, where the great banquet, where the master sent the servant out when he was having this big party, and they went out to invite the, you know, the guests and the neighbors, and they all came back with an excuse, and he got mad. And what did he say? Go out and find the blind, the lame, the halt, and the poor, so that my house may be full. The servant did that, and he said, Master, I've done that. And he said, wait, it's not enough. Go out into the edges and the alleys and the highways and the byways so that God's house may be full. The question that I would ask people that I ask all the time is, how many people with disabilities are in your church? And if your church is not full, why not?
Amen. Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, we will, well, I just have so many questions to ask. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure and like Education Currents on Facebook and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas. My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
Welcome back. I'm here with Charlotte Toms and Rosemary Graham, and we're talking about their disabilities ministries. And I know that, you know, as you went through the statistics, and I thought about my own little circle of influence, which is in education, we need to be more inclusive. And so let's start talking about, first of all, they can go to your website and get more information. Well, your email is disabilitiesministries@hotmail.com. They can email you. That is Charlotte Toms. You can go to the website, which is NAD-DM, which stands for disabilitiesministries.org. Very simple, NAD-DM.org. And then your website is, and now I'm referring to Rosemary Graham's website, it's Southern Union, is www.southernunion.com, and there's a link there.
There's a link there under the services.
And there's a link probably on yours to hers.
Right, it is. We're so, linked together.
And I would also like to add, too, in our church manual, because Disability Ministries was started through Dr. Banks and the committee and the efforts of them, started with Elder Warren Banfield, and then Dr. Banks picked it up. It was voted in Utrecht, the Netherlands, and GC in 95. So in the church manual, under the personal ministries department, forgive me if I forgot the page, but there is a section in there that talks about disability ministries, because every local church should appoint a disability ministry leader for their for their local church.
They should.
And it is in the church manual.
Yes. You know, the goals are just so simple. Accessibility, accommodation, encouragement, and education. And here at GC, we're giving out a brochure that tells people what they can do, and none of it costs any money. Support, nurture, educate, promote, advocate, provide and share and provide what? Information to people who have disabilities and to their families. So those things don't cost money.
Yes.
Love doesn't cost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And compassion doesn't cost.
But when it does, see, what I have had the challenge is in a private school system, I've had students that were excluded from the education system because we didn't have a designated nurse that could give them their epilepsy medication or that could give them their asthma medication. And so I'm very compassionate at finding ways so that private Seventh-day Adventist Christian education is not denied because of a disability. And currently in my arena, it is being denied, and we are just having such a big argument about that.
And I have a very exciting story to tell you. One of our former members on the North American Division Committee, her name was Lafis Quinez. She was the principal of the DuPont Park Seventh-day Adventist School. There was a philanthropy group that was looking for a private school because they found that the public school system were failing children with disabilities in the special education, inclusion education arena. So Lafis, and they put out a proposal. And Lafis and her teachers sat down and wrote up the proposal, and they won. And I think for 10 years, all of their students were receiving the information that they needed. They were educated at the Adventist school. What courses or classes that they needed, they would literally bus to that class and then bus back to the school. And then they also were able to get a special education teacher until they were individually trained, so that each teacher then, because the movement went from special education to inclusion education, so that they wouldn't have segregated classrooms.
You know,
so we do have a few schools that are doing.
The other push can come from our pastors. I'm fortunate. I'm also a pastor's wife, and maybe he's a little more sympathetic. But what he has done, he's retired now, but he's taken on a small group, and what he has done has been to make our church inclusive. And I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing on Sabbath to see people coming in their wheelchairs. We have a sign language interpreter. And to hear people with their crutches, and to hear people who admit or do not deny that they have mental disabilities.
Yes.
And one lady said to me, she said, "You know why I come here? Because I'm accepted for who I am.
Yes.
I know God made me. I know He has something for me to do.
That's
and
powerful.
You've given me an opportunity to do that." She does the mission story. But better than that, that same little group goes into the prison where we're finding that many prisoners may go in without a disability, but after they're there for a while, they definitely have disabilities. And last month, we baptized 4 inmates.
Wow.
And we have 17 more in the Bible study class waiting baptism. They want to give their hearts to Jesus. And so
this
is not a closed up kind of ministry. And think about it, pastors. I'm appealed to a pastor now. If we have 54 million people in the United States with a disability, pray and ask God for a tithe of that. Who wouldn't want to baptize 5 million people? But if that's too big for you, if that big, hairy, audacious goal is too big for you, ask for a tithe of that. Who wouldn't want to baptize 500,000? Too big for you? 50,000? Too big for you? 5,000? And 500, that might be what you can go for. But if that's too big, some pastors would love to baptize 54 people in a year.
Amen.
Look to a community, an untapped resource that God has said, "Look, this is a test of your character."
Amen.
But I have to let you know, there's no glory in this ministry.
There is.
That's
the glory
right.
in this ministry is knowing that you're doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
And you know what else? God did. This was His ministry.
That's right.
If you only had 3.5 years to live, what would you do? That's what Jesus faced from baptism to crucifixion. 3.5 years. What did He do? 37 miracles. How many were related to people with disabilities? 77% of those. So he did the most important thing.
Amen.
He reached out to a community that people shun. You're talking about education. Think about the church.
Yes.
Our facilities. How many can get into your building?
Yes.
How many can even just go to the ladies' room or the men's room and wash their hands once they get in? Do you have pews where someone with a wheelchair can sit with their family and worship? Are you afraid because someone, a child, may make a little disturbance? Well, build a room on the side. That's what you
yes.
do in your house.
Amen.
This is an awesome, awesome ministry.
Yes,
I can't tell you how
Amen.
Awesome.
So people can join this ministry.
Yes. Yes.
And people can also benefit, if they have a disability, from this ministry.
Call my direct cell phone number.
Yes, let's give you out your...
Give it to them.
Okay.
I'm not afraid.
585. Do you have a pen? 585-329-9295. We are so passionate about this ministry. You can just sense it right over the airwaves. God loves everyone. He gave everyone gifts. We might have challenges, but he's given us all gifts.
And let me appeal to the pastors again. If 54 is too big for you, if you just baptize 5, because statistics say when you stand up to preach in your in the pulpit Sabbath and look out in your congregation, 1 in 5 of the members in your church have some form of a disability.
Yes, and you have to make that baptismal tank accessible.
And the challenge to the churches is this. Statistics say that 47% of people with disabilities do attend a church, but 53% do not. So I tell people, look in your neighborhood, in your communities, down the street. We went to a church. There was a dialysis center across the street that they had been there for years, but then they started ministering to that church. Look at the nursing homes, even
yes.
the apartment. You will find people with disabilities sitting on their porches. To give you an example, one Sabbath we had an awareness in Columbia, South Carolina. The lady saw group home buses going in front of the church, and the lady that lived right next door to the church, she was a caregiver. And she walked out and she said, "What's going on?" She said, "Oh, they're having a disability awareness Sabbath. You should come over. They got a special luncheon. They have a speaker," which was me. And she said, "This is a big, big thing, disability ministry." And the lady was like, "Really?" So she went in and got her client dressed, who lived next door to the church. And the church didn't know it. And while we were at dinner, the lady looks and she says, "You know, I've heard about Adventists, but I think I would like to do some Bible studies." So you know what I did immediately? Elder. I need an elder. I need a deaconess. I need someone to
yes.
come and get. And she started taking Bible lesson studies, all because they saw a group home coming to visit and attend a worship service that Sabbath.
Amen. You know, we're out of time. Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.